words in that line. Why'd you put so many words? Okay, well,
let's go. Wow. Guys, thank you. So, all right.
We got the daughter of Brian Wilson.
Brian, exactly. So we could keep doing stories, or we could watch the rest of that Nelson video. I don't know. You know what? Let's get up Shelby Mongan on the stage.
Shelby Mongan!
Boo! Boo!
Boo!
Boo!
Boo! Okay. Dear Tooth Fairy, I'd like to thank you for all the money you've given to me over the years. I mean, teeth are worth nothing at all. I know it's your job, but you could buy a house with the money that you give to all the kids. So, I got you a toy to sleep with. I hope that you like him. Your friend, Shelby. P.S. Right back. I was a really weird kid. I frequently tell my mother that the older I get, the more I realize she was a saint for dealing with such a strange little child. And one of the things that that meant for me was that I had a really interesting, weird relationship with mythical, fake figures and the stories that you tell children. Like this Tooth Fairy note, which my mom recently found in a box and gave to me, that unbeknownst to her, I had written, showed it to her, and then tucked it under my pillow with a toy for the Tooth Fairy. But this story is not about a Tooth Fairy. This story is about Santa Claus. So, everyone knows the Santa Clauses in the malls that you go and see. You tell them what you want for Christmas. And in my case, I grew up with, like, rednecks in a rented suit and a fake beard growing up in Maryland, as I did. But we were visiting family in southern Ohio, and we were going to, like, the Mac Daddy of Santa Clauses. He was legit. There was lines around the block. We waited forever. Someone, and this might have been from them telling me this so that I'd tolerate the insanely long line, but there was like, he was more magic than the mall Santas were. He was more Santa than they were. And so we got in line and I had this big moment of pressure. What was I going to ask him for this year? Because it wasn't just like I was going to Annapolis Mall and I was going to sit down and ask for whatever came to mind. This was a big deal. This was my chance to ask for something good. So I spent most of the time in the line thinking, and it came to me in a moment of truly childlike sincerity. And I got up to the front of the line and I sat down on Santa's lap and I made some small talk as I was weirdly wont to do with adults when I was a child. And Santa finally asked me, "What do you want for Christmas?" And I turned and I whispered into his ear, so saccharine. I whispered into his ear, "I want all the kids of the world to be happy." And then I pulled away from Santa and to everyone went, "Oh, and also a Game Boy," because it was the 90s. And I, looking back, there was two reasons that I probably whispered into Santa's ear. One was that I wanted Santa to know that this was a legitimate request that I had. I really wanted it. It wasn't just something I was trying to say to butter him up so that he would get me the Game Boy and the Mary-Kate and Ashley game and the Pokemon game that I wanted and the good case and the camera-taking attachment on the top. I wanted him to know that I really wanted this. Also, the, like, too intelligent, mischievous part of my brain wanted to, like, test the Santa thing. And if I whispered it into his ear and it didn't happen, maybe there was something up with the Santa thing. So I whispered it into his ear. Everyone chuckled. He gave me a bright smile, nice little twinkle in his eye. I hope he got paid well. And they ushered us off. And then an elf gave me my consolation prize, which was a Mallard Beanie Baby because it was the 90s. And I went home. And this was late fall, early winter, and so I sort of forgot about the wish that I had given Santa. And that Christmas morning, I woke up and I started unwrapping the insane pile of presents that only children will know about. Like the sheer volume of parental guilt translated into a stack of presents at Christmas. And by the time I was done, I noticed that there was a stocking I had never seen before. My stocking had my name written on it with glitter paint. But I had never seen this one. It was fancier. It was nicer. And my mom gestured for me to take it down. And it was full of paper, which is not a fun Christmas present for a child. And I pulled out a letter on very fancy paper. It wasn't. It was printed on one side. It looked like parchment. From Santa Claus. And it was a letter about how he was so touched by my wish and he decided to make it happen. And I'm getting goosebumps still thinking about this. This was a big deal. I opened up inside the stocking were dozens of checks from my family members that they had written out money to donate to a charity run by Rosie O'Donnell because it was the 90s. And it was all this charity to help kids out. And some of them had notes from, you know, my great aunt and from family friends and from even family members I didn't see much. All donating money. I think we raised about $700 in total, which in my mind is an unfathomable amount of money at that time. And it blew my mind because Santa had gotten in contact with all of my family members and told them about this and rallied my family support to make tangible this just a simple child's goal and dream of having kids to have good Christmases. And it was made real and tangible. And in the bottom of that stocking was this, in retrospect, very tacky but sweet, butterfly ornament that Mrs. Claus had bought for me. And I still have that at home, and I hang it on my Christmas tree as often as I can. And the older I get, every year I get older, I realize that it is easier and easier to fall into cynicism and to be more jaded. And I think it's really important when we're thinking and talking about being kids that there is something so important in the childlike wonder that comes from that. It's especially helpful that my mom has still never told me how it happened. I assume that, like, an elf from the organization contacted her and were like, this child's weird. She wants happiness. Also, get her a Game Boy. But, like, happiness, I guess. And I'm assuming that she came up with it and talked to my family. I don't know how it all started, though we did watch a lot of the Rosie O'Donnell show, so maybe that was her idea. But anyway, it was magic to me. It's still magic to me because I still don't know how it happened. As far as I'm concerned, it was Santa Claus. But that sincerity, honest, good heart, wanting something good, and then being completely consumed by magic when it happens is something that is lacking in my life more and more the older I get, and I am finding the need more and more to cultivate it. So every time that I pull that ornament out of my box, I think about that moment, I think about that Christmas. I don't remember other gifts that I got that year, but that is the gift that I remember. And at the end of the day, maybe that money wasn't much to that charity. It's probably a drop in the bucket. But for me, it was the best Christmas I could have possibly had. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Shelby. That was so sweet.